quietude. My inner terrain invites me inward to a space of serenity and restoration. Quietude is my natural state of being. As I quiet the mind and calm the body, I open portals across my body like small doors to release steam. Quietude is not always easy to find. Quietude doesn't necessarily refer to a space outside of us either. You can find quietude or be in quietude, even though you might be in a space where people are shouting, where there is music playing. Quietude is developed within inside of us. It's a practice. And you can step from default mode, which is whatever you're in right now, whatever you have been groomed to be, and step into quietude through your practice of mindfulness, through your practice and your journey of self-development, as you prepare and make yourself even better to help and serve others, as you embrace your best self. This is done in quietude. It doesn't mean that you stop thinking and totally clear the mind. You might find gaps in between thoughts. You might be able to focus on one thought for longer periods of time, but the mind is active. It's a good thing. We can be curious, we can be creative, but to harness that in our quietude allows us to do more by doing less, to do more by thinking less, and to take emotions that we feel or physical sensations that we experience, translate them into messages from the mind-body, and in quietude, decide what's next. This space of serenity allows us at the cellular level to repair. It allows us at the existential or soulful level to grow, to expand, to get more in tune with nature or our nature. And at the physical level, to just be still. As we quiet the mind and calm or focus the body, again, we can start to sense, hear, feel all of those messages that are coming out. Without quietude, we tend to lack expression. We tend to take in without releasing and letting go. As you now know how to get into your meditative state, I'll invite you to put your feet flat on the floor, find yourself cross-legged, or lie down in a comfortable place. Take a moment to scan the forehead, pay attention to the jaw, and observe the shoulders. Allow the body to just naturally trigger that relaxation process. Consider the portals in the body. What patterns or themes have you found in where the body holds on to stress and tension? Is it in your stomach? Is it in your shoulders? Your heart? Your neck? Take a moment with your eyes closed right now to find those portals. Maybe it's one, maybe it's two or three today. Imagine the stress that's being held and pent up, suppressed in those spaces. What kind of chaos does it create in the body? And what kind of noise does it create in the mind? Imagine those spaces increasing with steam. With those doors or those portals closed, the steam builds and builds and builds. As you breathe, allow those doors or those portals to open and see the steam coming out. In your imagination, see it coming out of the body. Disembody the stress. Let it go. Release it. And rather than letting that space just be void, decide what you'd like to fill it with. Instead of putting more stress back into it, more steam, would you like to fill it with gratitude? Would you like to fill it with serenity? To fill it with honor, commitment, or loyalty? It's your choice. Continue to let the steam out until you sense nothing left in that space before backfilling it. Experience in the body the power of the mind as they work together in tandem to heal, to bring greater quietude and create even more space for you to discover who you are and what you're really here to do. How to improve the way that you serve others by first serving yourself. Daily reflection. What are your favorite rituals? Rituals have deep meaning. They're done with consistency. If the meaning is lost, they simply become routine, something that you feel you have to do. A ritual is something you look forward to with deep, deep passion. When do you find yourself in the urgent present most often? Who or what helps you remember to slow down and go inward? What parts of your work or personal life do you want to transform from urgent and chaotic into focused and calm? Be well, my friend.